Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Hardy, and etiquette image expert, speaker, author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Well, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And my name is Denise Harding. Good evening, everyone. I'm the HR lady and customer service lady.
And today is Sunday, October 25th, 2009, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. It's been an absolutely picture-perfect day here, and we hope it's been a beautiful day wherever you are listening. Now, of course, on this evening's show, we'll discuss what peeves you. Yes, part two, back by popular demand, the Pet Peeve Show. And don't we have a lineup for you this evening? Let me go ahead and give you the number. It's 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. Or you can simply shoot us an email at info@pagesetiquette.com. That's info@pagesetiquette.com. Well, welcome so much, loyal listeners, and a special thank you and welcome to our new listeners. Thank you so much for joining the What is Etiquette Anyway family. And, of course, we are always delighted that you took time from your Sunday evening to spend with us. And, of course, even if you are a first-time listener, by all means, you still can call us or shoot us an email. And we are so excited about our first-time callers. So you guys out there, don't be shy, okay? Give us a call. We're so blessed to have listeners of all ages. And, of course, we always want to take a brief moment to just simply talk about the origin of etiquette, and especially for the new listeners. Now, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And that is certainly what I want. What about you, Denise? Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So just in case you don't necessarily remember the entire origin, just simply remember that etiquette is a fancy word for manners, or simply just mind your manners. How about that? Now, Denise, of course, this has always been a popular topic for us. Pet peeves, that is. And why is that the case? You know, what can we do so we can just simply all get along and not get on each other's nerves? And I'm thinking just simply, how about being kind to one another? Just because it's a kind thing to do. So you guys out there, this evening, yes, this evening you have the opportunity to simply get whatever it is off your chest and get your week off to a great start because you simply had an opportunity to excel on our show. Okay, now also on the other side of that, let's discuss some ways on how not to allow people to get on our nerves. Because remember, when people get on our nerves, it's only because we allow them to. Now, how about that? Yeah, how about that? So, Denise, of course, last week, you know, we discussed the origin of the word pet peeve. And in case you were not with us last week, we want to do a quick review. Pet peeve, of course, the term itself originated from the word peeve. Its first usage was in 1919, The term is a bat formation from the 14th century word peevish, meaning ornery or ill temper. Now, a pet peeve or pet hate, it's also known as, is a minor annoyance that an individual identifies as particularly annoying to them to a greater degree than others may find it. And just a few examples may be, you know, poor table manners, poor hygiene, smoking, grammatical errors in written passages. You know, people don't use spell check. It's like, oh, my goodness, you have spell check on your computer? And, of course, you know, rude driving behavior, you know, people cutting you off or blowing and all that kind of stuff. Or just, you know, like loud gum smacking. You ever been somewhere, Denise, and somebody was just smacking and popping on gum?
Oh, yes, and sometimes I have to be reminded to.
That's right.
Oh.
We have to check ourselves, too. So
absolutely.
So, wow. Well, I tell you what, we're going to go directly to the phones to allow people to kind of weigh in on this very popular topic. Going to go to extension 8427. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? And if you would tell me your name. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway?
How are you? My name's Tawanda. How are you?
I am doing great, Tawanda. And yourself?
I am good.
Great. Happy Sunday to you. And pet peeves. What is your pet peeve?
I have a bunch of pet peeves. One of them is definitely when folks jump in front of you while they driving, and you go on the speed limit, and they jump in front of you and slow down. That's got to be the dumbest thing in the world. You could have stayed behind me if you wasn't going to drive no faster than what I'm driving in front of you.
What a good point. You guys out there listening, and you all know who you are. You know you do that.
Yeah, they know. I had another one, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, at least with the driving one, I'm sure we have all experienced the driving. We did a show. It's been a while back, and we did a show on driving etiquette, and boy, that was only one of the ones that.
It's ridiculous. Oh, I remember. My other pet peeve is when somebody tells you that they're going to do something and then just don't have the common courtesy to call you and tell you either they can't make it or they're not going to do it no more.
Oh.
If you have obligated yourself to do something, have the decency to call the person and tell them, hey, I can't do it no more.
I have that one on my list this evening to talk about. Oh, you're absolutely right. Is that an appointment? If you need to, you know, cancel that appointment, call and call in a timely manner.
Yeah. You can at least get a person that much respect to say, okay, I'm not going to be able to do today, so
and
let's call.
Right.
And you know what? That is just simply called common courtesies. Common courtesy. Oh, well, I just couldn't make it after all. Okay, my phone is working. Oh, I just didn't get a chance to. So, you guys, if you schedule an appointment or, you know, if you promise to see somebody or to do something and you can't do it, just simply make a phone call, shoot an email, some type of communication. Just to say, you know, I apologize, I'm not going to be able to keep our appointment. And that's real common, especially when it comes to business. And I'm sure a lot of people in sales, sales really, really face this issue. And it is really crucial. It's just lack of common courtesy. So, you know, if you're supposed to meet with someone on an appointment, especially if you're talking business, I mean, if it's a personal private matter, it's still important too, but especially business. And Tawanda,
Is that kind of your case? Is that, are you in business or sales or something like that that you would like that kind of
yes.
This? Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I'm an electrician.
Oh.
Yes, and
okay.
And so me and my boyfriend, we're opening up our own electrical business, and you know we'll call people or they'll ask us for a service, and then you know when you're trying to get back with them. It's usually a problem. They'll give you the address to their house, and you'll go to their house. They're not there, so you done drove all the way to their house.
No.
I mean,
you have got to be kidding.
No.
Well,
like, you could have called me and told me you weren't going to be there.
Right. And, you know, and also, Donna, too, with this one, and you know, being on time, I mean, if you're running late, to give that courtesy call, as well, because it's very inconvenient for someone who is in business, who's trying to make money and
mm-hmm.
build up a clientele, to deal with someone who is not as responsible as you are. And it can kind of get you mad in a way, because you've wasted time and gas, and perhaps you could have been on another call or an
Correct.
Appointment somewhere else.
Yes, ma'am, you are so right.
So inconsiderate. Well, Tawana, you said now that you and your boyfriend, you're an electrician as well?
Yes.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
And I don't think we usually hear too many females in that field. Is that right?
It's a couple of us. Not, you know, we're in there. We don't forget about us. We're there.
That is great. That's great. Well, why don't you give us information on how we can contact you guys. And listen, before you all write her number down or her contact information, if you're going to set an appointment and not going to be home, just don't even call, okay? Okay, go ahead, Wanda.
Please, definitely, if you're not going to do what you're supposed to do, please don't call. Hold on for 1 second, because my phone is actually about to hang up. Hold on 1 second.
But, yeah, it is really important, and we find that in business all the time. As a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
it's probably about time for us to schedule another business etiquette show. Because that's one of definitely not just a pet peeve session can be a daily annoyance, you know, when people don't show up or anything of that nature, so. It is just really, really important that we talk about this.
Mm-hmm. And I was also thinking, too, when you set an appointment with someone, that they give you a working phone number. Because I do human resources, and I set appointments for interviews quite often, and I also rely on applications that are online. How can I get in touch with you if you don't have the right number? And in some cases, a working number as well as no number listed on the application.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. You can't.
Absolutely.
That's all right. You can't.
Absolutely.
Okay,
Tawana?
Yes. I'm sorry about
that. That's okay. Go right ahead and give us your information so we know how to contact you.
Yes, ma'am. It is 404-509-9051.
Okay.
Y'all
got to
excuse my voice. I'm
kind of
hoarse.
What is your business name? Do you have the name for it?
Yes, ma'am. It's PDQ Electric.
PDQ?
PDQ Electric.
Okay. PDQ Electric. And give us that phone number again, 404.
Yes. 404-509-9051.
Okay. Again, you guys, please contact them at 404-509-9051. Again, PDQ Electric. And when you call to schedule your appointment, please keep it and be home.
Please.
Okay.
Well, I would like to thank y'all so much.
That's absolutely. You are so welcome. And thank you so much for joining us. And certainly, you know, call us back to kind of let us know that, you know, when all of our listeners call you, they're going to keep the appointment, okay?
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks again for
thank
sharing.
You.
And,
thank you.
Thank you,
Tawanda.
Thank you. Y'all two ladies have a nice night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was interesting, and you guys will be right back just after this brief commercial.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition to the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include How to Master the Art of Networking, Business Over Lunch, and How to Impress Your Interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
Okay, guys, we're back. Well, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And what a valid point Tawanda made about, you know, people just not keeping their appointments. And it can actually go both ways because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can have an appointment set up with a company and at a certain time, and you're waiting and waiting, and they don't show up. So the appointment thing is just really a big issue, and it certainly, I can definitely understand why it's a pet peeve. Denise, let's go ahead and go to the phone and pull another caller.
Mm-hmm.
Extension 0605. Thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Doing very well.
Yeah, doing wonderful. Well, thanks for calling. Tell us your name and your pet peeve.
Yes, I'm Hattie Andrews. And like Tawanda, I have a lot of pet peeves, which my husband says there are a lot of hang-ups. He don't call them pet peeves. He says I have a lot of hang-ups. So one of my hang-ups, I've called in before, and I've discussed with you guys about a couple of my pet peeves, which was throwing things out of the window when you're driving,
uh-huh.
and also mm-hmm. leaving doors open, cabinet doors, shower doors, it doesn't matter, just cabinet.
I remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
But another one I have now I've just discovered lately is when you're working with someone like a project,
mm-hmm.
you know you guys probably work like little projects with and you have like someone that works along with you,
uh-huh.
and that person doesn't have the same work ethics that you have, mm-hmm. meaning you could be, I guess, a little bit too, I don't know what to call it, I guess kind of.
Well,
over the top, but trying to make sure things are right.
Oh,
know,
well,
wanting things done right, as opposed to just
uh-huh.
wanting it done.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that you're working with doesn't see it that way. They see it as though you're just being like a, you know, a nerd.
Mm.
You know, you're being like too picky.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. And you're having to go back behind and just, and hope, you know, not really wanting them to know you're going behind them. Because you don't want to, you know, offend them and you don't want them to, you know, think that you're better than you're doing a better job than them. So you just kind of keep it to yourself.
Hmm.
So that's kind of a real pet peeve of mine because I'm the type of person that likes things done right the
mm-hmm.
first time because it saves a lot of time, energy, of, you know, having to do it over.
Sure. So is this like a contractor or you're paying someone to do something and you're having to go back behind them? Is that what you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And also just my partner, my spouse,
mm-hmm.
he's along with that type of thing. Just kind of just don't see it the way you see it. You know, they don't see things in the way that you see it. And it's
mm-hmm.
like I said, they think that you're being too over the top with making it sure it's perfect. You shouldn't be perfect. It shouldn't have to be. You know it's not going to be perfect, so why try to make it perfect?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem that I have, and it's a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy to work with people like that. And you go back and you talk to them about it, and then they do it over, and then it's still not right, and then you see it's not right, but then you don't want to say anything because, like I said, you don't want to offend them, so you go behind them yourself and just try and fix it.
Well, that is really, really courteous. But let me say this. If you are paying somebody to do some work for you, that it is your prerogative to want it done right and the way that you want it done because you're paying for it. So, therefore, you can be as picky as you need to be. Now, on this show all the time, we say it's not necessarily what you say, but it's how you say it. But it most certainly needs to be said. And you sound like you're the type of person that would be just really nice and polite to just, you know, show them, well, look, I kind of want it to look this way, and it doesn't right now, but I just wanted to call your attention to that. And I think that would work a lot more than, oh, no, I can't believe you're doing this kind of job. Mm-mm, this is not what I had in mind. So it's not necessarily what you say, but how you say it, and you certainly, you know, sound very, very nice and would be very courteous in telling someone. And, of course, if you're paying for it, especially, it is your right to have the service performed the way in which you want it performed because you are, you know, compensating this person or company or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, you do have a right to say that, but you're certainly very, very nice.
Thank you.
Especially, you know, just try. And I do understand the other side, too, that you're trying to just make sure that, you know, you keep the peace, if you will.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would add, too, keeping the peace is wonderful when you're dealing with a lot of different people. And you have to know that people grew up differently. Of course, their work ethics and all of that is very different. But if you're paying somebody, and if you've been nice about asking them to do it the way you want it done and it's not happening, of course, you can secure someone else who may be a better fit for you as well. I mean, that happens all the time when people are not doing what what you ask them to do, and you're paying, you know, your hard-earned money for them to do a good service for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's just called constructive criticism, too.
Mm-hmm.
Constructive.
Of course, I know you can't fire your husband, but
really.
But like Donna said, you know, being very nice about how you say what you say goes a long way when you're in a relationship.
Yes, mm-hmm. And it's just like you just saying, you're so correct when you say that everybody is different. You know, the background, and you know, you just be. A person is just not very conscientious about, you know, the way things are done. You know, you see it and it looks fine to you. Then someone else come behind and say, you didn't see that? And it's like really bright and just wide open for them to see, but they didn't see it. So you really take that consideration. It's like, well, they didn't see it. So, okay, you know, I understand that. You know, but, and you don't, it's not like you're looking and searching for something, a flaw. It just stands out more to some people than it does others.
Absolutely.
So
some people are more detailed than others.
Right. More detail, and I, you know, I do try to take that in consideration because I know I am I'm a very detailed person, so I know I can, like my husband said, I can kind of go over the top with things, but it's still, nevertheless, you still shouldn't have an attitude that just, you know, it's okay.
Right.
Just leave it, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The key, again, is not necessarily what you say, but how you say it, and constructive and not destructive. And thank you so much for your call, and please don't stay away so long again.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay. Have a wonderful evening.
Have a good evening, Patty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, we'll be right back after this.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at info@pagesetiquette.com.
Okay, Denise, I believe you have received some emails.
I sure have. I have one here that says, "Dear Etiquette Show host, my pet peeve is people who laugh or giggle at everything someone says. I'm not sure when I talk to them if they are nervous, if they're just silly, or just like to laugh. So how do you know where they're coming from?" Confused. Dina out of Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Oh,
have you ever talked to people and they just giggle while they talk, while you're talking to them?
Well, you know, laughter is good medicine. It's good medicine, but Virginia, you do have a point. You're not quite sure if they're, you know, if they're being silly or if you're just hearing something funny and everything is said. But it could be a nervous issue, or it could be she just has so much joy and she likes to laugh. So I'm sorry, that's a pet peeve of yours, and I'm sure it probably could get on your nerves. But if you laugh along with her, you'll probably feel better. But thank you so much for your email. I have a quick email. It says, "HR and Etiquette Lady, thanks for all the wonderful info you provide every week. Since my family and I have been listening to your show for over the last 6 months, we are so polite to each other. And also, the teachers continue to praise our children for having stellar manners. They are 7, 12, and 13. Thanks again for making a difference in our lives." And this comes from the Brazil family in New York. Oh, wow, Brazil family. You deserve an applause for that.
Very good.
Wow. We're so glad that we were able to help, and that's what we do. Denise, you want to go ahead and go to one of your
I do have another one. I don't think it's necessarily a pet peeve, but I want to read it. "Dear Etiquette Lady, I don't have a car or access to a car very often, and I use public transportation. What should I do if I ask someone for a ride? Should I pay for gas or offer to pay? But what if they ask me if I need a ride? Do I still offer to pay? I want to be fair and respectful of the person's time and use of their vehicle. I always say thank you. Thanks from Carlton in Atlanta, Georgia."
Well, Carlton, that's a great email. And, yes, you should offer to pay and offer gas money, even if they ask you if you would like a ride, because they are still providing, you know, that transportation service for you. So certainly do ask if you can give them, you know, money for gas. Yes, that's absolutely correct in what you should do. And, you know, they may or may not take it, but, you know, I don't know if it's me or not, but nobody's talking about this. I haven't heard on the news. Have you noticed the gas has gone up like 20 or 30 cents?
Actually,
over the last 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard it in the news. I've just been
Well, they did say something before, well, probably beginning midweek sometime on the actual news show that I watch in the morning. And they were talking about it inching up, and at that time it had gone up about an average of 7 cents from around $2.17 or $2.20 or something like that. But it's actually, I think, here in Georgia or in Atlanta, I've seen as high as $2.45 a gallon.
Right. Exactly. I don't think, okay, is this just me or what's going on?
No,
but certainly, and that's another reason why you certainly do want to offer gas money. Very, very important and very considerate as well. Well, wow, guys, I can't believe we have pretty much used up all our time for this evening. Thanks again for supporting our show and listening. Thank you to everyone who called in and sent us emails. We apologize we could not get to them all. And we want to thank our loyal listeners, of course. We're glad that you are part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question, feel free to send it to us. And also be sure to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk again next week. Take care and God bless. Good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting etiquette topic.